evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 9/20/2019. It's a live Friday night show. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, Revelations chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, right? These sayings saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Those are red letters. That's what Lord Jesus is saying in Revelations right there. Now, and, you know, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting real close. Now, I looked at what's going on, and I was reminded of some past scenarios. And when we looked at the timing of the Iranian hit against the Saudi oil fields and all of that, we know that if you go to Gog Magog war and that kind of thing, that Lucifer wants to take the world into a world war and all of it to come against Israel. But at the same time, they want to take the eagle, the United States, out of the game. Okay. So you have to draw the eagle in and all of that into this game. Well, I think this is part of the deal. If you look at the timing, we've got the solstice, not the solstice, but the equinox here. The vernal equinox, the fall equinox is coming up. You have a time of high Luciferian satanic ritual magic and all this crap. You got one coming up here at the equinox, and you also then again at Halloween, All Hallows Eve, you know. And that's where, people don't get it, that's where they used to have the Burning Man. They used to call him the Wicker Man. They would make a giant effigy of a man, wicker, and they would put people inside of it. Lock him up inside of the Wicker Man or the Burning Man. And they would light that up and do the blood sacrifice for All Hallows Eve or for Halloween. So we've got this time frame with the Lucys. So then we also have the demon commie rats. And if you go back and look at the certain events in the revolution, the communist revolution, the Bolshevik revolution, and you look at certain appearances there, you track through time and other certain areas to where you have, like, you remember in Chile when they did the revolution sort of down there, they had the strikes of the truckers and the strikes of the students, the strikes of the, you know, this worker, that worker, whatever worker. So we had Bolton, who was a war hawk. I shouldn't use the word hawk. That's not a good thing. Bolton, who really wanted to make Trump go to war real quick to start up this Gog Magog war. And I'm not beyond going to war if that is necessary. But you see, this has all been planned for a timing. Now, where it sort of got gooped up was Trump fired Bolton. Bolton was, I believe, an opinion, allegedly working for the Luciferian, Illuminati, money center banks, the intelligence agencies, all of that kind of a thing. So consequently, and there's a lot of them doing it, so consequently, when Bolton went, they had to hurry up. So they hurried up, and it may have already been planned, but when I look at the wreckage of the drone and Sorshapal, whatdoesitmean.com, and interestingly enough, Brother Quayle and I, and if you didn't hear last night's show, you need to get on the archives and hear Steve Quayle on with the Old Hawk last night, Thursday night, 9/19/2019, and hear a tremendous show from Brother Quayle. Excellent show. And let me tell you, let me just stop and say it again right now. Go ahead and order the DVDs of the last Branson conference here. I believe they're up for $99. Go to stevequayle.com, click through and order that, or you can call them at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Order the DVDs so that you'll have the knowledge of what's getting ready and when in some cases already on this planet and what's coming. And if you went ahead and added in and got a couple books with that, I would recommend you get Empire Beneath the Ice and Terminated, The End of Man is Here. And then I also recommend that just for the knowledge for yourself, for your children and your grandchildren, that you should get the Giants book, and also I would tell you that you might want to get Angel Wars, because I think Angel Wars is one of Steve's good books too. All of his books are excellent. But get the information from the Alien, Answering the Alien Question Conference at Branson that just finished up, and learn what's coming on, what's already here. And then you'll understand that there's a much more demonic emphasis or possibilities involved with the space aliens than what you might have believed before, okay? You can see the evidence that George Knapp brings about the Skinwalker Ranch. And when I heard the story he told, where there was two guys there, had I guess they had taken over, the scientists for Bigelow had taken over that ranch, and they had a different, you know, cameras around and everything, and they saw these two guys in like trench coats or dusters or something out beyond the front gate of the ranch smoking cigarettes. Two big guys, and when they get to the gate to see him, these guys turn around and they have black dog heads on human bodies. Now you say, well, Hawk, that's crazy. They must have been on some kind of... No. Remember Anubis? Do you remember the Egyptian days when human bodies had dog heads or ibex heads like Thoth, or had, falcon heads like Horus? Or you see what I'm saying? These are the fallen angel genetic technologies. These are the things that are getting ready to come on. And what was interesting was, as Steve was saying last night, they have the ability to appear, disappear like the Bigfoot. All right? These things disappeared, and the two cigarettes were still on the ground that they had been smoking. So when you start to get into this stuff, you're starting to see more of it than the little happy little alien like the idiots playing games out at the on the extraterrestrial highway by Area 51. I noted that they basically had on one side guys in police uniforms with black masks and stuff. I think that's the Antipas. They then have And they're armed, but then they then have on the Area 51 side, they have one guy in military fatigues, probably military security, with the canine, with a dog, and then that guy's armed. And then up on the hills, they've got the guys with the bolt action rifles and the 50 cals and all of that stuff. And, you know, it's just like stupid. So they're out there playing games with it when the reality of this thing is that this stuff is getting ready to come on the earth. This stuff is getting ready. And the timing of it, ladies and gentlemen, once again, here you have all of these steps leading up that Iran is involved with, hitting our drones, stealing the tankers, all the different items. Then, now the big thing, that was supposed to be the plan that would culminate in Trump attacking Iran in response to the Saudi oil fields being taken, or the oil production facilities being taken down. And allegedly it's the Houthi rebels. But what's now being clear is that these things probably came in from the north, from Iran itself. But then with Saoirse Ball, she has sometimes pretty good information. Other times, sort of in the middle, half truth, half disinfo. And then other times, full out disinfo. But usually she's got a mix of the truth and a little disinfo. But this time, the last one I saw, and I saw this on TV, they had the drone wreckage that was being put out there in Saudi Arabia, all the different pieces of the items that hit. And you see MC and then a number like 709 or 71090 or something like that. Well, that's not the standard nomenclature on a weapon, side of a weapon. The Iranians generally put their stuff in Farsi, like the Farsi language, or in an Arabic. And at the same time, it could have been done the way it was done to sow a false flag. But then on the other hand, here's just a crazy thought, you see, an allegedly crazy thought. Suppose Bolton made sure they got the right stuff so they could use them, okay? But the fact of the matter is, the Iranians and the Russians have the ability. They worked on it. We've talked about this on this show a number of times because I had specific information from the deep background, signal intelligence people, telling me from a couple different sources that they had the ability to take out, you know, the USS Donald Cook. One Russian aircraft flies over and the whole systems, the Aegis systems, the power systems, except for the emergency power, go on the fritz with one little click of the switch or something from that Sukhoi that flew over in the Black Sea. Then a lot of people on the Donald Cook decided they were going to get out of the Navy and they retire. And then we've had other items since then of all these other Arleigh Burke class destroyers and cruisers and stuff with the Aegis systems all being shut down. And then that's where we have these people running into them. You see the Chinese, you know, container vessel and all the stuff and all of them nailing exactly into the area where the crew sleeps of the signal intelligence and the targeting, Aegis and the signal intelligence and the radio crews. The Sparks people and the radar people and the sonar people, all the technical people, almost every one of those crashes, they nailed right into the berthing areas where they sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this stuff is orchestrated. FDR told us years ago, nothing happens in politics unless it's been planned, okay? So now here we go. We're at the point where Trump was supposed to go ahead after this, you know, number of different incidents now, and then taking out of the oil, that would then force Trump, per Bolton's plan or per the Luciferian plan, to attack Iran, and he still might. And maybe that is the way to go. Maybe to strike a blow against them. But the Skog-Magog War, once it starts, it ain't going to quit for a while. And then what that is going to do, you've got the narrative out there. They caught a guy back in July, but they just now told you when. They told you, the FBI just now told you this week, that they got the guy in New Jersey who was a Hezbollah guy who had been a U.S. citizen for over 21 years, naturalized for 21 years, and then he had all of this information and pictures, detailed pictures and information about the various bridges, you know, in New York City, about the UN, about the Empire State Building, the Wall Street area, all of those kind of places, and in Washington D.C., different landmarks and different areas there, and showing how close you could get to a certain area, what it would do, how the bridges would fall, all the different items to destroy certain stuff, you see. So we've got all of this coming out in the last day or two about this New Jersey guy from July, you see. But that is the FBI saying, well, see, we had him, we've been on the look, blah, 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 blah. All right? That's to make them to be sure that they're not in trouble. They warn, you see. And what is it that the Lucys and the Muslims always do? The Muslims will tell you exactly what they're going to do to you, and then they do that. They've warned their enemy, you see, prior to doing it. The Iranians have now warned this week that they're ready for all-out war with the United States, which would be inside the United States and against bases, U.S. bases around the world. So now the FBI is telling you, hey, we got Hezbollah and people here in the United States. There are buku, there's tons of them inside the United States. They've been allowed to come up through the Comanche Trail for the last 15 years I've been on air. I've been telling you about the Comanche Trail and how they're coming on up. Ahmed Sanchez, remember? I've told you about old Ahmed Sanchez, or this one or that one or the other one, you know? And how they speak Spanish, or they're made to look like Hispanic, you know, refugees or migrants or whatever. But in fact, they're from North Africa, or they're from Iran, or they're from Syria, or wherever it is they're from. Iraq. And then now we find out also, which we you and I figured this out when we first heard it a month ago, the guy who tricked out the plane in the airport mechanic, we all knew, hey, man, that guy's a sabotage job. Now, we keep watching these things all the time, even in this heavy rain. And incidentally, Lord Jesus, will you abate the waters and make the waters flow out? I know we're going to have some sunshine in Houston and eastern Texas, but all the houses that have been hurt again after they just gotten most of them buttoned back up and snazzed back up from the previous hurricane. And then where have those been coming from? They have been coming directly from off of Africa, that the red Chinese hurricane thing, but they were shooting them down low, and they shot a whole bunch of them, and then one popped into the Gulf. Meanwhile, out of Texas, they were shooting... where did old Hawk see this? Hawk saw it on the tropic, you know, the mimic. The University of Wisconsin EDU's tropical moisture thing, Tropic SSEC, you know, MIMIC, TPW2, all right? And that system allows you to see other things other than what they're telling you about. Now, we've also got, from looks like Antarctica, major, huge amounts of energy ribbons coming up into what I'll describe as the equatorial areas, all right? And then up above that as well, But in out of Texas, we shot somebody loyal to the Trump administration shot out an energy weapon, an energy construct that moved the other hurricanes off the East Coast and out into the North Atlantic. But then the Chinese were shooting them low and across the isthmus, you know, across Central America up into the Gulf of Mexico. And that's where Imelda came from. Imelda, Marcos's wife, who had, you know, like, what, 10,000 pair of shoes. Well, let me tell you something. I also look at the barges, even with all of the rain. Barges have good moorings, okay? And they have people on the barges that are watching the barges, okay? And you have people in the harbor masters and that kind of stuff. And good police watch those areas, okay? So even during the heavy rain and the water rising, then all of a sudden, we've got three barges run into the bridges, both sides of the I-10 of the Houston to Beaumont. And now they got to get structural engineers, and they've closed those roads. Well, let me tell you something. That, I still feel, is sabotage. And if they were to look, oh, well, probably the videos don't work because there's glitches because of the lightning and the rain, you see? But that is a sabotage deal. Allow them to drift, and that's a perfect deal. That closes off that entire highway there if it knocks those bridges out and destroys a great deal of capability for transportation of oil and chemical products and all of the different things. Now, this is on top of, isn't it? Because we have to put it in context. Do you remember when there was a chemical plant blew up in the Houston metro area? And it was a plastics maker, you know? And then another one blew up, remember, caught on fire? And then, you remember old Hawk told you, hey, we went tit for tat because a huge chemical plant on the coast of Red China that happens to be making a lot of plastics type chemicals, it blew up, exploded, and caught on fire completely as well. And then we've had a couple tit for tat since then. Well, let me tell you something. The world is already at war, but it is in the phase of acts of God type warfare, acts of God type warfare. If you knew that you were at war, don't you think you would be going down to the old Piggly Wiggly or to the old Safeway or A&P or, you know, Winn-Dixie or Albertsons or wherever it might be, you know, Kroger store or whatever? And pick you up some canned goods? And put some cases of Chunky Soup and Progresso Soup and Chef Boyardee and, you know, mixed vegetables and, you know, fruit cocktail and all kind of good stuff that you might want to have for the future. And then if you've got a Cabela's or a Gander Mountain or an Academy or wherever it might be or, you know, what I call the what I call the department store, you know, Bass Pro and Cabela's, you know, because they got everything in there you want. But don't you think you ought to be getting you some long-term storage food if you can get it? Mountain House, something like that. Yoder's, you know, bacon, Yoder's chicken chunks. I'm telling you that the war is already on. Because what happened is the Red Chinese are still spitting out hurricanes or tropical storm on the Tesla howitzer out of Africa, but they're aiming lower and they're trying to lob them up with a little lobbing shot up into the Gulf of Mexico, and to hit the Texas, Louisiana oil, natural gas refining complexes. Because if you're at war with somebody, you try to take out their capabilities, don't you? Well, what do you think's doing? Now we got a flood. That was all timed right at the same time we're supposed to go to war here with Iran. At the same time, the school kids are out on strike for climate change, you see. At the same time, we've got all the first, second, third level of disclosure happening about outer space. And then not only that, but we've got a new Adam Schiff coming out with the new Trump deal, you see? Oh, he's got a quid pro quo, and it reached the highest level, and he's a traitor and a treasonous and all that stuff, when all he did was tell him to investigate, look into Joe Biden and his kid. He had already sent the money to them already. And if you never saw it, there is video where Joe Biden is talking at the Council on Foreign Relations, the private Illuminati think tank group. You see, the CFR, which is part with the, you know, CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, they're all the high Luciferian, tied to the high-level banking communications and the churches, and also Lucifer, the Lightbringer himself. And all of that stuff, you see, Biden said on there, and I remember hearing him say it because I watched it, and he said, well, that guy, I told that Ukrainian guy, you better fire that prosecutor right now, or he was not going to get the $1.2 billion I had for him. Well, the prosecutor was investigating his son and links of Biden's son to a certain company inside the Ukraine, which went belly up and all the money went bye-bye. And then after that, Biden takes his kid, his son, over to China, Red China, and after they take him on the visit there, then all of a sudden his son opens up this hedge fund in, you know, New York or somewhere, and then the Red Chinese send him $1 billion to play with, okay? Who's zooming who? This is all orchestrated. It was all supposed to come down. So at the same time as Trump attacks Iran, then the Iranian terrorists and Hezbollah and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and this one, that one, and the other one of the EIEIOs, they're all going to start hitting targets in the United States. And who's financing it? Allegedly financing it? Allegedly financing? George Soros. Then you got General Motors workers out on strike. And you know what? Now they've lost, those strikers have lost their, they got a raise. But then they've taken away, gave them a 3% raise, but they've taken away their health care. All right? So all of that was orchestrated. Now, at the same time, we have major problems in the trucking industry. And if the trucks don't run for 3 or 4 days or a week, then all of the food that's in America doesn't exist anymore, and the grocery stores don't have it. So you had better have food and better get ready. You see? And prepare in earnest, because the war already is on. And the U.S. government, for Steve Quayle and his inside sources, are saying that, quite frankly, they're preparing for the possibility of a 9 or a 10 earthquake in Cascadia in conjunction maybe with volcanoes going off, you know, Rainier, Adams, Mount Shasta, Mount St. Helens, all the different ones that are up in there. And if you have a 9 or a 10 liquefaction quake, they're estimating a minimum of 9 million people to be dead, allegedly. That's apparently what Steve has found out from deep background sources in the DHS or the FEMA-type people. And then also the fact that Steve has been on the money filming, overflying the volcanoes up there and showing you stuff. He's working on that information. The Lord led him to start doing that because this stuff is real. And we've got to get people, not because of climate change, but because large amounts of electromagnetic energy are being pulsed into these areas. Tectonic weapons. And if you don't know anything about that, then you should investigate that and go up and maybe print off some stuff. Let me see. I've got a thing right here with something in it. Let me see if I can find that. Yeah, let's see here. What am I got? Okay, here we are, right here. There's a... You go up to, I don't know if anybody's ever seen it, but you go up and you look up Scalar Wars, S-C-A-L-A-R Wars. Scalar Wars, look up Scalar Inferometry, Tesla Howitzer, Tesla Dome, Heat / Cold Dudding, okay? Warfare has been changed forever by the development of these scalar energy longitudinal wave howitzers. This is Tom Bearden's stuff from years ago, but it's even improved since. You can go to www.biblioaples.net. Bibliotechapleiades.net. But if you just look up Scalar Inferometry, Tesla Howitzer, Tesla Dome, and you look up Scalar Wars, Weaponization, you'll probably be directed to this source that I told you to go to. And it'll give you a lot of information about them and how they do it, what's there, what it can do, all of the different items, and then understand what they're telling you here. This is information that was brought out 20, 30 years ago, all right? 15, 20 years ago. And since then, it's been improved upon, okay? So if you recall also, there was a treaty between the United States government and the Soviet Union that was a treaty about not to use space weapons against each other, scalar weapons, tectonic weapons, and weather weapons. There was an actual treaty done where the United States Soviet Union signed it. Okay? This stuff is real. All right? Excuse me. So I'm telling you, get prepared. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus? I mean hitting Lucy right in the chin and right in the teeth with the old fungo ball bat, you know, or the old Louisville slugger. That's my first charge. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come and how to prepare. So if you want to keep Bold Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, I can use any assistance, believe me. Because this is not Rush Limbaugh land, you know? This is not stuff that you think of. I mean, we are sitting here with the neck sticking out completely up out through the membrane, looking behind another dimensional seal, so to speak, and seeing what's actually going on. That's what Quayle and I have done for years. Brother Steve Quayle's done it for 30 years. I've been with, watching and listening to him for 20-some years, and then he put me on air, and that's been on 15 years, and there's no blood on our hands because we have warned you well as watch people and to try to get you prepared. And many of you are extremely well prepared, but we still get new people all of the time, and I'm just taking a moment or two tonight to let you know. So we don't get $30 million or $100 million a year like old Rush Limbaugh. We don't even get all these flunkies that they put on these TV shows. They then put them on a radio station in New York City, and they pay them $1 million a year. That ain't the way it is. You remember when Alex Jones years ago said they recruited him, and they promised him, guaranteed him $1 million a year minimum, and that was back in the 90s, and he didn't take it because they wouldn't let him tell the truth. So I'm telling you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. You want to keep old Hawk on here striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, then I can use your assistance. Most of mine goes to pay my insurance and medical costs and stuff anyway. Hopefully I can get an extra can of chunky soup myself, an extra box of 308 or 762 by 39 or 223 or whatever it might be, or 40 S&Ws or, you know, 38 specials, whatever it is that somebody might have, you know. It can be Federal Reserve notes, metals, silver dimes, silver dollar, silver quarter, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or check or money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless every single one of you that does assist and help out. And the numbers, total numbers of people that do are very small. You'd be amazed how small it is. So any little bit helps. There's nothing that is, you know, too little or too much or whatever, you know, it's not not that at all. Keep old Hawk in the game. Keep me swinging the ball bat at the Lucy. Keep me with the katana sword right on their neck, okay? I'm putting rounds down range into the Lucy quarters, okay? There's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, isn't it interesting that the U.S. and Saudi military forces were failed to detect the attack on their facilities? Kind of ties back in with what we said before about turning off with the electromagnetic weaponry, scalar weapons, electromagnetic weapons. That I told you here that the Iranians started to develop a certain new one. The Russians came on and assisted them, and they both have it. China has it too. Because this, make no mistake, this is China, Russia, and Iran, and all of the usual Gog Magog people, the Persians, you know, all the Arabs, the different ones that are coming against Israel, you see. And when they take out the Saudi royal family, you can bet that the people at that point would side with the other Muslims in a jihad against Israel. So how is it that we got all the, you know, Raytheon and all of the air defense systems, the Patriot missiles and all the THAADs and the Iron Domes and all the different stuff, and they didn't detect it because they went so low. They're nap of the earth. Not treetop, they're nap of the earth. They're, heck, they're probably 10 foot off the deck. You can come through, the desert, 8, 9, 10 feet off the deck. And why don't they have the sensors and the things there to see that? Well, that's because even people in that world are not as smart as you think they are. Because they're always fighting the last war or the last technology, and they don't pay attention to the quote-unquote acts of God type technology or the quote-unquote asymmetrical approach, you see, to warfare. And that's how you get a Saudi Arabian thing hit. And that's not only that, but they use cruise missiles and drones. But the drones seem to have the NATO nomenclature on the side of them. Or they get NATO drones. Or did they take other drones, steal them? But some of them accordingly look apparently like ones that were made and sold to Czechoslovakia under a NATO or NATO type program. Of course, in the old days, you could have had Victor Boot. I don't know if he's still in jail or not, but old Victor Boot was the guy they made the movie about that Nicolas Cage played, where he was the big arms dealer, And they sold all the, ammunition and all the Russian and Ukrainian goodies after the war, remember? All over into the conflicts. And then a lot of times even the United States government used him to move guns to the African or this one or that one. The Russians also did. He was a Russian, Victor Boot. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better get ready for war because the war is coming. And in the United States, it doesn't mean everybody will die, but why then did Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, who is a statistical manufacturer of statistics and studies that provides information to the CIA, DIA, NSA, EIEIOA, all the different intelligence world people, why do they then say that, population of the United States, I think it's what, 2025, it did come out, it was like around initially about 35 million, and then they raised it a little bit up after so many people paid attention to it, they raised it up maybe to 100 million. Well, we got 330 million now, plus, according to Biden, 724 million women that are out of work, that he's going to put back to work. You talk about somebody who's on the Prozac. Have you heard him slurring his speech like this? And he's running a little slow, like real tranquilized, And if they bump him a little bit, then he gets he gets too fired up. So they're trying to get his meds right, you see. All this stuff, all of it is synchronized to come down the line here. And if you had the Gog-Magog War, and if just like Trump was supposed to do already under a Bolton, he would have tried to make Trump to strike Iran right now after the Saudi deal. And we still might go to hit him. The U.S. still might hit him. But they were all set up to do that. Then at that time, there would be a rash of terrorist events inside the United States like you will not believe. All right? And then Dmitry Dudeman's prophecies would come to the fore. And you'd see like Las Vegas get taken out and Miami and all these different places taken out. I still believe they would do the electromagnetic pulse weapon, okay? Take out the power grid and all the computers and the computers in the cars and if you don't have an old points and plugs and rotor and generator type vehicle, then you're going to be goofed, okay? And if it ain't analog, it don't exist in the future. Why do you think FEMA is now handing out radios to their people that are already got them in Faraday cages? FEMA is putting radios out into the field with their people that are, you know, ham type radio systems, you know, good quality radios that they're putting out and putting them already into Faraday cage boxes to protect them from the EMP. So there is a whole group of people not controlled by President Trump, but are in the deep state, in the deep underground of the intelligence, Luciferian top slaughters of the Pentagon, the Pentagram, the EIEIO agencies, tied in with the top parts of all of the other phases of government, and also the banks and the big money groups, and they're all trying to take the eagle down, and that was going to be then Trump's fault, you see. They tried to do the coup d'etat. They're still trying to do the coup d'etat. Now they're trying to get U.S. into war and force that. And since that hasn't happened in the last couple of days, what has come up? Plan B. Oh, we've got the whistleblower deal. Okay, the whistleblower, you know, who overheard the president. Well, what's he doing talking, listening to the president's call to the head of the Ukraine anyway? And the president of the United States is allowed to say whatever they want. Oh, let's just bring up another one. Where Barack Hussein Obama on an open mic is talking to President Medvedev of the Russian Republic. And he says, tell Vladimir I'll have a lot more flexibility to do that thing or do what he wants after I win the election. Do you remember when Obama said that? Did he have a quid pro quo? Did Joe Biden have a quid pro quo when he said you quit investigating, you get rid of the investigator, you get rid of the prosecutor investigating my son and that company, or I'm not going to give you the $1.2 billion, okay? They fired that guy that day, and old Joe gave him the $1.2 billion. Well, that's a quid pro quo. But Trump don't have one, but Joe wasn't the president. He was the vice president. So what's good for one is good for the other, but that ain't true. And then still, we don't have the declassification of the Strzok, the Brennan, the Clapper, you know, clap on, clap off, you know, and the Brennan and the Comey and the McCabe. And the Strzok and Page and Baker and Orr and Millior and all of the different people at the top slots of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and they're all corrupt and they've all committed felonies and they tried and are still trying to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States in a coup d'etat, soft or otherwise, because now they're probably going and thinking about the other. Now those same people allegedly might be thinking about they already thought about the 25th Amendment, and Rod Rosenstein is going to wear the wire. And we still have not seen any accountability, and just like I told you would probably happen, old Barr is burying this stuff and making it look real good like he's really investigating it. But they ain't done Jack Doodley squat, have they? Oh, then you hear the pop. We've got to get to the bottom of it, get all the facts, and we're getting them all out already. Well, where's the accountability, Hannity says, or where's the accountability, somebody says. Well, you know, they're discredited totally, and they're not going to be able to get good jobs. No, let's put them in the slammer. Let's put it this way. If you lied to an FBI agent, if you said it was 1 o'clock in the morning and you forgot that you'd switched to daylight saving, okay, and it really was 2 o'clock in the morning, that would be considered a lie. You'd be in perjury trap right there. So I'm going to tell you what, don't ever cooperate. Do not ever cooperate with the FBI, the Department of Justice, any of these people. They are corrupt. They are criminals at the top, leading the whole deal, and that penetrates on down the line. And yeah, there's some good FBI agents. Yeah, there's some good people in different agencies. But I'm going to tell you what, don't ever cooperate with them. You get an attorney, you clam up, you don't say a word, you tell them you better have the warrant. If they come with the no knock and you don't know who they are, well then, you know, you better figure that one out too. Because they are fiddling with boys internally. They are dumping owl juice on top of you, baby. It's coming out of the owl's butt. And they don't care. And they got the big jobs and they make all kind of money. Got the big expense accounts, plus whatever they can steal, whatever tip they get in the stock market. You don't think that somebody in D.C. knows who's going to get the next contract, you know, for the next missile silo or the next, you know, radar system or the next hypersonic weapon or the next, you know, Navy vessel, you see? And, oh, maybe you just don't buy necessarily Lockheed or somebody like that, but maybe you go on down the road and you buy the supplier, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, you got to get prepared. You got to get ready for what's coming. And you got ready to stand for your Lord Jesus against the evil. Stand up. Stand in the gap. Don't get goofy and go out and waste yourself. But be at the ready, you know, for when it comes. And let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming. And if you didn't listen to Steve Quayle last night with me, then go listen to that. Let me tell you. And that Branson conference they did, incredible. Now, just to remind you of a couple things that I've told you in the past. This is out of a Defense Intelligence Reference Document, 2nd of April, 2010, all right? It's a DIA document, all right? Unclassified, and it's called Warp Drive, Dark Energy, and the Manipulation of Extra Dimensions. Defense Intelligence Reference Document, Warp Drive, Dark Energy, and the Manipulation of Extra Dimensions. Now, I'm going to go over here to page, well, it looks like it's VI, that's 6, it looks like. And they're talking about here, or 5V. An advanced aerospace platform incorporating warp drive technology would profoundly alter the capacity to explore and potentially to colonize the universe. Because a warp drive is not limited by the speed of light, one can only guess the top speeds such a technology might be capable of achieving. And for the sake of argument, let's consider the duration of trips taken by spacecraft capable of 100 times the speed of light for an array of exotic destinations of possible interest. As Table 1 shows, trips to the planets within our own solar system would take hours rather than years, and journeys to the local star system would be measured in weeks rather than in hundreds of thousands of years. Transit times to various exotic destinations. Mars, 193 seconds. Jupiter, 36 minutes. Neptune, 4 hours. Alpha Centauri, 15 days. Steve said last night that Wernher von Braun, and he said during the conference, maybe it was in the conference I'm remembering, he said that Wernher von Braun said he was taken to Alpha Centauri. And then also back in the 40s or whatever, Wernher von Braun wrote a novel about Mars, and people on Mars were called the Elons, E-L-O-N. Oh, as in a certain muskox's first name? Oh, that's not a muskox, but Elon? Interesting. Alpha Centauri, 15 days. Epsilon Eridani, 38 days. The Orion Nebula, 1.3 years. You see, it ain't going to take forever to get up there with the big rocket, and you got to get in and prevention and care. No, it's like, well, you want to go to the moon, Bebopalula. Hey, let's go up and have lunch, okay? And then come back here before our lunch. Or maybe even come back and go through a time warp and come back the day before we actually left to go to the moon. How about that? Ah, now listen. Until recently, the warp drive was a concept reserved. Until recently, the warp drive was a concept reserved for science fiction. However, a 1994 paper by Miguel Alcubierre placed the idea on a more solid theoretical footing. Alcubierre, reference one, demonstrated that a specific Lorentzian manifold could be chosen that exhibited bubble-like features reminiscent of the warp drives from the popular Star Trek television series. The bubble allowed for the surrounding space-time to move at faster than light speeds, and the inhabitants of the bubble would feel, now get this, no acceleration effects because space-time itself would be in motion instead of the spacecraft and its inhabitants. That's how you bend space-time. That's right out of the Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Let me tell you, they can't do it. So don't go in, and they're losing very knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus and mighty men and women of valor. Those who have that technology, strike blows tonight against the Luciferians on this planet who would take down America, take down Trump, and destroy the Constitution, come for our guns, and who are sending the storms against Texas right as we speak. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey LaPua, Mickey. I talked to Mickey at one point in time, I don't know when it was, recently. And Mickey is talking about cheating the guillotine. So that's a new phrase, people. You cheat the guillotine, and you get your own 338 LaPua and your own good optics. Mickey, you squeeze that trigger, don't you? Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Prepare, prepare, prepare.